السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. الحمد لله, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, likewise from the studio in Durban, on this beautiful day of Yomul Jumu'ah, the 27th of December 2024, corresponding with the 25th of Jumadul Akhirah, 1446. Ya Rabbi, laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azim sultanik. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد, يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an afiyat. Allah ta'ala bless the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم with afiyat, good health. Allah grant each one of us husne khatima, and may Allah Ta'ala accept the work of deen that is being provided by Markaz Sahaba, Alhamdulillah, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mawlana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful dua. May all Jalla Jalla Wala accept all of us, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Radio Ansar International, and Sirius FM. Alhamdulillah, we broadcast on all these platforms with Allah's grace and Allah's mercy. Similarly, we take this opportunity to thank our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, and our brother Dawood Monli in our Durban studio there in the Asar studio. Kulli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdata min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Yom Al-Jumu'ah, the Honorable Blessed Friday. And today is the 25th of Jumad Al-Akhirah, 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Chapter 41, Surah Hamim Sajda, or Surah Fussilat, and verses 13, 14, and 15. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is warning humanity and informing them, I send prophets and messengers, I revealed the divine books and scriptures, and I did everything for you, O human being, you are the masterpiece, and yet you turn away from my message and my messengers. Then action and reaction, then there will be consequences. So today, at our modern day world, 8 billion plus people on this planet, 7 billion plus are rejecting Islam and Muslims and the message of Almighty Allah. Then what is the consequences? And we can see it already today. Hardly you will find a person who's living in peace, tranquility, serenity. Chapter 41 and verse number 13. For in a'aradu, hence, if they turn away the people and humanity from you, the message and the messenger, O Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقُلْ, then you address them and say, and this message will resonate with every person who has a conscience and who wants justice on this earth. فَقُلْ أَنْذَرْتُكُمْ, then I am warning you, but this warning is with love and compassion. My one attribute is بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, I give bad tidings to the people who accept the message and the messenger. And Nazir, to warn people with love and compassion. So I am warning you, O people, صَائِقَةً مِثْلَ صَائِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودَ, a thunderbolt, a punishment, a chastisement. It is a nakira, a common noun. Different type of punishment will descend. مِثْلَ صَائِقَةً, like the punishment and thunderbolt that came to the people of Ad and Thamud. What punishment came to them, that we'll discuss in detail in tomorrow's lesson, inshallah, the people of Ad and the people of Samud. Wa ila Adin akhawhum Huda, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to the people of Ad. Wa ila Samud akhawhum Saliha, and to the people of Samud, Almighty Allah sent Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. The remnants and relics are still available for one to see today as well. So what does Almighty Allah say? In Ja'at humur rusulu. So when the prophets used to come to them, they were selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. Min bayni aydihim wa min khalfihim. They used to come in front of them, behind them, from all directions. Inviting them was Almighty Allah, the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah. Allah ta'budu illallah. Do not worship anybody, anything except Almighty Allah. Become Abdullah, become Amatullah. O male, become the slave of Almighty Allah. O sister, O daughter, become the true female slave of Almighty Allah alone. And not we go and try and please Razi Rahe Rahman bi, Khush Rahe Shaitan bi. Today, that is the big problem we are facing on this planet. We want to please people also, and Satan and Lucifer, and we want to please Almighty Allah. Allah will never be pleased. Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer will be pleased. Oh, no! Now the people, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, did not want to accept the truth, the messenger, Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the message, the Quran. Agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar, if you don't want to accept something, then you have thousand excuses. Qalu, this is idol worshippers say, lo sha'a rabbuna, if Allah decreed and wanted, fa anzala malaika, Almighty Allah would have sent angels here to us, human beings, fa inna bima ursiltum bihi kafirun, since you are Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever message you are coming with, we reject you, we reject your message, and we reject all of you. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. So that was because of arrogance and because of pride. They felt that they will lose their rank and status and so forth. So now Almighty Allah gives us the introduction. For the people of Aad, remember the day Hud alayhi salam was sent to them. What was their pride and arrogance? Almighty Allah. Hence, proud, arrogant, and haughty on this earth without justification. Sometimes you must walk with pride. For example, in Gaza al-Mubarakah, our Palestinians walk with pride after shooting the Jutlas and sending them straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So there you can't walk like some humble person. You have to walk like a mujahid. And show them we are going to dice with death. Imma al-zafar wa nusra wa imma shahada. Either we go for victory or either we go for martyrdom. Lan nastaslim li ahad. We will never surrender to anybody and not to you at all, O Jutlas. Fil ardi bi ghayri al-haq. So that is without justification. The justification. What they used to say, وَقَالُوا, those people of Aad used to say, مَنْ أَشَدُ مِنَّا قُوَى, who is more powerful than us? You see, I am 6 feet tall, 100 kilos, you understand? So I weigh kilograms and so forth. So you must remember, they were strong, powerful people. With one hand, they would uproot a tree, no need for bulldozer and so forth. So they felt they were the strongest and most powerful people on this earth. Allah Jalla Wala answered them, Awalam yaro, what don't they see? Anna Allah alladhi khalaqahum. Almighty Allah created them from nothing. And Almighty Allah made them something. Me and you, who was around 150, 200 years ago? Nobody. Lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Almighty Allah gave us everything. And look at the skies, look at the mountains, look at the oceans, look at the forests. Everything He Almighty Allah created. Huwa ashaddu minhum quwwa. And He Almighty Allah is much more powerful than them. In one split second, Almighty Allah can decimate this whole world. Remember that. Innahu qawiyyun aziz. Is all powerful, almighty. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But these people, they know the truth. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. This is called kufri juhud. That they are the people, notwithstanding the truth, but yet they will reject our verses. Although deep down in the inner recesses of their hearts, they know the truth, but they reject it. Why? Because of this. That sickness started by Satan, Lucifer, and Iblis. All based on jealousy. When there was no Adam alayhi salam, Iblis was there in Jannah and he would teach the malaika and angels, I know this, I know this, I know that. And he was like Muallimul Malaika, teaching the angels. And the angels used to wonder how much knowledge he has. But when Almighty Allah on a certain Friday created Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam, peace be upon him. And then Almighty Allah commanded the angels and him, Iblis, that Lucifer, Satan, makes sujood. Then now you bow down and prostrate to him. Not worshipping him, how we face the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa. We face in that direction, but we worship Almighty Allah. We don't worship the Baytullah, the Kaaba, Musharrafa, the cube there in Makkah. So you also, you face him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. The sajda is for Almighty Allah, but out of respect for Nabi Adam alayhi salam, that was permissible in those days. So all the angels simultaneously went into sajda, but he, Iblis, refused. Why did he refuse? Aba. He defied the command of Almighty Allah based on jealousy. Was takbara, and he was too proud to make sujood. He even said so. Ana khayrun min, I am superior to him, to Adam alayhi salam. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. You created me, O Allah, from fire. The flame goes upwards. You created him from the dust and sand and clay. So why should I go and prostrate to him? Oh, Almighty Allah, extract him from Jannah and paradise. Never, ever will he see paradise again. So that was the result of his pride and arrogance. And that is what we are seeing today. People are not prepared to accept the truth because their pride, their arrogance, their haughtiness becomes the impediment. And that is what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us is the definition of pride, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. The pride of the person becomes the impediment and obstacle to embrace the truth. And the people telling you, we consider ourselves to be superior and we consider them to be inferior. So that is where we are today. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, always grant us the true Iman, the true Islam, and Lazzatul Iman, and Lazzatul Islam, the true taste of Iman and Islam. And may Almighty Allah make our heart ending with true Iman and true Islam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 25th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446, the Gaza genocide, day number 448. Today, the Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar, 4 Jutlas dead, dispatched to Jahannam. We are very happy about that. They can get roasted and toasted there forever. And remember, we have no sympathy, empathy for any one of them. When Gwed Harami, he was charged for terrorism by the Israeli Jutlas themselves. Today, he's a minister of the right-wing terrorist government in Israel. Yesterday, he enters Masjid al-Aqsa, and this is not the first time, just to provoke the Muslims, and then the sectors will go in with him and desecrate the sanctity of Masjid al-Aqsa against all laws and all norms and so forth. He forgot what happened to Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, the butcher of Beirut. He also entered Masjid al-Aqsa with 2,000, 3,000 army, with his boots and everything. That day already, I said, you know how many years ago? 20 years ago. So you must remember that when you entered that time, so we told him, Ari, you are desecrating our third holiest place. And remember, Allah ki lati be awaze, that the stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. And then he martyred our leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, nawwarallahu martadahu. And thereafter he went, a stroke knocked him. 8 years he lied in Sakarat. He couldn't love and he couldn't freck. If you don't understand the word freck is Afrikaans word, he couldn't die like a dog also. No one could help him. That is the system of Almighty Allah. You write it down. Watch what happens to him, the Harami Ben Gvir, to Bibi Netanyahu, to Smotrich and Katz and all these characters there. And you watch how they will freck and die and suffer here in this world. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mal'unin wa man wa'adahu. Ya Allah, you decimate all these jutlas and whoever loves them and is keeping good ties with them. Israel murders and kills 5 journalists. They in their vehicle. It's written their press. But one answer they got, the Haaretz newspaper says no. The Israeli army says there were terrorists inside. Anything they murder, they kill, they'll just say it terrorism. But America and Israel are the biggest state terror sponsors, remember, in the world. They and Britain, the three axes of evil. To even remember, let the babies freeze to death because no facilities or embargo and there's no food going through, very little birth. And the baby is just born, and after a few weeks, months, and they pass away, shuhada. Allah grant all our shuhada and martyrs, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Inshallah, for them, there's a better place and the best place in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Jutlas attacks on our airport. We support the Houthis. Remember, not because they are Shia, because anybody attacks Israel or America, we will support them, whether they're Muslim, non-Muslim, atheists. And now the attacks on our airport, the attack, you must remember, in Hodeidah, the power, the plant. So they want to cripple them, but inshallah, they will not come right. Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made 3 du'as for the people of Yemen. All ahadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Yemen, blessings for them. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun, true Iman you will find in Yemen. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya, and true wisdom you will find there in Yemen. So we should pay attention to all that. Bibi Satanyahu, the war criminal, and inshallah he will be charged by his own courts in Tel Aviv, in Israel as well. So Bibi attacks the media there in Israel and say, you all are now presenting poisonous propaganda. The Jutlas call it Haspara. So he attacked the media and now he's in a frenzy. Now the panic is gripping him because he's being charged in the International Court of Justice. And inshallah, he'll be charged by his own court. And now he went on a tirade against his media in Israel. Israel, listen to this. This is in your Haaretz newspaper. This is in your Jewish press. And in other places as well. Israel gave permission to their soldiers to kill the civilians and murder them. And if you want this endorsement, go and check it up in New York Times. If it's not in the Haaretz, you will find it in the New York Times. Nothing I will tell you which I cannot corroborate and substantiate. So the New York Times, which is pro-Israel, to give news like this, so there is no smoke without fire. So they can kill and murder the civilians, the babies, the men, the women. After all, they are the murderers of prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam. See, in 1967, Israel already occupied, you must remember, the Golan Heights, with the fall of Bashar Assad the Harami, Kafir, non-Muslim. So now, then, between Golan Heights and Damascus, there's another place called Quneitra. So the people of Quneitra, when Bashar Assad the Harami, Satan fell, they thought that now we will have peace. And so, but there was a vacuum. So the Israelis came and occupied there. If any Syrian comes there, it's all Syrian land. It's got nothing to do with the Jutlas. So they are occupying that land. They love to occupy and steal land. The land thieves, that is what Haaretz called them, land thieves. That's why I say they are the biggest crooks on earth, these Israelis. And our fatwa and verdict is, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. That's the only language they understand. Russia and Ukraine, today is day number 1037. Russia shoots down an F-16 of Ukraine and is winning the war against America, Europe, NATO. There we support Russia. From Russia with love, you must remember that. So there Putin is a big harami. And their foreign minister Lavrov already warned Israel. Don't think you will occupy Syria. We will come back and we'll teach you a lesson. That's the type of talk we want to hear. So, yeah, Iran's president is going to visit Moscow. So this is the block that is being built now. One side you have China, you have Russia, you have India, you have Iran, and you have South Africa. South Africa is a passenger there. So, you know, you need some passengers in the team also. So South Africa is there and the BRICS is extending and expanding and so forth. So that is the block. So it is very good. Go visit him. Yes, then Putin will tell you what to do and so forth. Now look at our Arab countries, the GCC countries, that is the Gulf Cooperation countries. They have now held a meeting, their foreign ministers, and they're condemning Israel. You jokers, you know, that your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Bahrain, your Egypt, Jordan, Morocco, that type of condemnation, they laugh in your face. If it's a written one, they will just take it and throw it away in the waste paper basket because your people's condemnation is not worth the paper what is written. Hopeless, useless characters you are. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us more than 1400 years ago, Waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, hopeless character as well. Israeli army to stay more than the 60 days, ceasefire that was agreed upon in Lebanon. Occupation in Palestine, occupation in Syria, occupation in Lebanon. So what do you say of a nation like that? And America will still support them. Britain and most countries of Europe will still support them. And the white majority of them will support them because they are outright racist and settlers and the colonial mentality. We know what is apartheid. Nobody can come and teach us. You must remember that. So George Soros has, you know, is a multi-billionaire. He has become enemy number one for Modi of India. So that's very good. Let them fight the hell out. Both of them, our enemies, you must remember that. In Syria, Assad's loyalists murdered and killed 14 policemen. So there are still people loyal to Bashar Assad, the Shias. So they found an opportunity and they killed the 14 policemen there. Listen to this incident, the New York Times, and has reported it. When Islam teaches you, you see, I am here in Kurtuba. We have a program, inshallah, Fajr, we'll make there in Tariq bin Ziyad Masjid. We'll have Nasiha after the Fajr Salat. And inshallah, the Jummah Salat and the lecture on Nikah. Because after the Khutbah Salat and so forth, there's a Nikah. So we'll speak about that. So Islam has the divine system, Adam and Eve, nothing else. But there's Western Lucifer and Shaitan and the Haramis. So they brought about the LGBT, that you can be lesbian, you can be gay, you can be transgender, you can be how many genders, all that you must remember. And they promote that. So in America, they are Adam and Steve, okay, not Adam and Eve. So then they gave them two youngsters or a boy and girl, whatever it is. And then they started raping them, raping the children, getting other people to rape them and so forth. This is your Western culture, your Western civilization. And then when the people came to find out, then they brought them there to court. And now they sentenced them. The New York Times is carrying this article for 100 years. There's a whole system of sodomy, homosexuality, remember, and lesbian is a cursed system. Only a person who has got crooked brains will ever justify it. You want to get married to 2, 3, 4 wives, they will tell you that that is bigamy and polygamy and not acceptable, but every scripture spoke of it. But you want to get busy with the same gender, the same sex, they will tell you it's permissible and human rights. Allah's curse be on such human rights. So that is what Islam teaches. That for them is the death penalty. These guys involved in homosexuality and gay activities, and both parties are mature. Then the good hadith teaches us, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uqtulu qa'il wal maf'ul," that both parties must be killed and capital punishment for them. Open bulugh al-maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmed. Haramis will do all these actions, remember. Israel summons the Vatican's envoy. They said Pope made some unsavory remarks against Israel and said they are guilty of war crimes and so forth. Obviously, the whole world knows you are guilty of war crimes, but only donkeys like American politicians will support you. Look at America, Princeton University. Now, from this academic year, they will be starting to teach, you must remember, as a subject, as a discipline there, all about the queer business, all about the pornography, all about the gays and so forth. It's a special course. They are now allowing and people must go study it. You can see how warped the minds of people are. If that is what your university teaches, then it shows us that how far you have gone away from being natural people. You are worse than the swines and the pigs. Even the animals don't do that. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran. That they are worse than animals. Remember that. It is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 179. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. Now we come to our, and there in Mozambique, things are very, very bad and volatile. So we should know what is happening there as well. Make dua for them. And the UAE has beaten China as far as investment goes in Africa. So everybody suddenly wants to invest in Africa. Cheap labor and great returns. So you know how it is. So that's why the Arabs, the Saudis are investing in South Africa, other parts. UAE, Emirates, all Burkhan Shaitans investing. Let's come to South Africa. Question two, the Cyril Ramaphosa. Why is Samalani still in the government? She was guilty of corruption, and most of them have got some track record and skeletons. But when we have a government of 77 ministers, majority of them incompetent, good for nothing. Therefore, you find we are in this mess where we are today. Illegal miners are eating human flesh. The Russian news gave this year that there the Zama-Zamas in Stilfontein. They are eating human flesh. Imagine I found this in the Russian news. And thereafter, water restrictions being lifted in Itikwini, there in Durban. I think, Maulana, you are there, so you will know better about that. Fire guts, 28 shacks there in Margate, near Margate. So remember, very sad incident. People don't have shelter, they don't have water, what little but earnings and possessions they had, all burned, finished to ashes and so forth. So our program today will be, inshallah, South African time, 11:22, will be the azan from Makkah Mukarrama. Today the Imam is Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, he's the most senior Imam there. So we'll listen to his khutbah and salat, and thereafter the translation, and then the dua, inshallah, Aziz. Yeah, we I am Qurtuba, and we got Jummah Salah today in Masjid Tariq bin Ziyad. So remember that Azan goes at 12:25. 12:30 will be the lecture, and it will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, inshallah. And then time will be given for Sunnat, and then the khutbah and salat, and then the nikah, inshallah. Hafiz Arshad Munshi, our sister Fayyaza Kauda, and inshallah, thereafter the dua, Allah Ta'ala bless all parties getting married, all of you, your son, daughter, grandchildren getting married today, tomorrow, or during the weekend, or whenever this week. So send your nikah announcements, please, 084-786-3132. My brother Suleiman Esop will announce it between 10 and 10:30 today, this morning, inshallah. 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And mashallah, we are here with my brother Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland. He takes me around everywhere. So he's our Imam here. He takes me. I'm sitting here in one of the musallas in Qurtuba. I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing here. Yeah. So the masjid is somewhere else nearby, and this is the musalla. So now we came here and made some salat and ibadat and so forth. Now we live up here. Now, Salim, we have 20 minutes, inshallah, for the Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mufti Sahib, how do I read Salatul Awwabin if I am a musafir?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whether you are a muqim, a resident, or you're a musafir, a traveler, always remember life is all about al-aham fal-aham, the law of priorities. If you, my brother, or sister, you are at home or you are traveling, you are in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, or Aqsa al-Mubarak, or any other place, and now you have enough leisure time. So now after Maghrib, you say you want to read Awwabin. So it's the same method how you read at home. So after Maghrib Salat, you read 2 rakat Salat. That is your Sunnah Muqadda, and make intention of Awwabin. And then you read another 2. So 6 Salat after the Maghrib Salat, 6 rakat you will read, and remember that will be your Awwabin. Hadith in Tirmidhi, you will receive the reward of 12 years ibadat, but you will not be talking all nonsensical talks in between, who is winning the match, what is happening here and there at home, who is making panchat and talking ill about me, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. So all these nonsensical things we should not be speaking, and then Allah will reward you. However, If you have Qaza Salat, you didn't read Fajr Salat for 6 months, you didn't read Asr Salat for 5 months, and so forth. So leave all this Awabin and all that, and you read all your Qaza Salat first. Almighty Allah will not ask you why you never read Awabin Salat. Allah will ask us why you didn't read your Fard Salat, your compulsory prayer, Hadith in Tirmidhi. The first thing Almighty Allah will question us on the day of justice will be about our salah. Quran Kareem teaches us, Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? That person who is in Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah protect us, he or she will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ. We would not read our first salat, compulsory salat. Open Surah 74, Surah Muddathir, and that is chapter 74, and verses number 42, 43, and that is what the Quran Sharif is informing us. I am not suggesting that you mustn't read Nafil Salat. I'm saying you can't be reading Nafil Salat only and discarding and neglecting and abandoning your Qaza Salat. That is unacceptable and not permissible. We must give preference to our Qaza Salat over our voluntary and Nafil Salat.
Mufti Sahab, if somebody has haram haircuts and prays namaz, does his namaz count and does he get the reward?
If a person steals the knife, Allah forbid, and he slaughters the goat, the sheep, what will we say? The goat and sheep is halal or haram? It's halal. But he or she will get the sin for stealing the knife. So yeah, the brother, he's got the funny haircut. Our ladies today, majority of them, from the back, you can't even make out whether it's Eve or his teeth. So you must remember that. So they comb their hair, smile their hair, and make laying and what and what. We don't even know whatever layers and what. So all these funny things happen with male and female. So is the salat valid? Yes, the salat is done and valid. Will they get reward? They will not get the maximum amount of reward. They will get the minimum amount of reward. And remember, for people who ape and mimic all these type of cultures, Almighty Allah curses them. So open the Quran Sharif and see Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. When Lucifer, Iblis, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, then he knew that he'll never see Jannah. He said, I'm not going to sit alone in Jahannam. So chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I am going to change them, these human beings, and command them. They will change the creation of Allah. Look at the false eyelashes, false contact lenses. Your eyes are brown, but they wear green contact. Now the shooter comes. He thinks that this lady got green eyes. They get married. They say, hey, what's happening? Say, no, I only did that for you. So you see deception. And then you find that Steve is born, but suddenly he goes to transgender, becomes Eve. Eve becomes Steve. So all this totally haram. Allah gave you hair, or you men, Hadith, Musnad Firdaus by Daylami, that the Malaika angels, they make dua. Subhana man zayyana rijal billiha, wa nisa bizawaib. And everlasting glory, praise to Almighty Allah, who beautified the man with the big beards. The Muslim man had big beard. When the enemy sees you, you must know that you are a mu'min, you are a mujahid, and you ladies with long hair. How many Muslim men you will find today with big beards? Very few, comparatively, in the world. And how many women you will find with long hair? Very few, comparatively. So once the dumb Muslims, they asked me in Heidelberg, it was the white school during apartheid. Hukum as almal yellow for Bartman. Why all of you, you have got the beard? So I asked him, did you see the lion, the king of the jungle? Did you see his mane? Had he said, Bart Khasin? He said, yes. I say, remove that. Will he be the king of the jungle? He said, no. I said, that's why. We also wear it. Go ask the Russians. That when the Taliban and the Mujahideen used to come, when their big years, and before the battle would start, they would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and they would take them on, as the Chechens. There, before going, they would read salawat and durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and takbir, and they took on the Russians and beat them also. So this is how Almighty Allah wants us. But we want to mimic and imitate the opposite gender or the kuffar system. So la'ana Allah mutashabihin wa mutashabihat. Allah's curse is on those men who imitate women, or those women who imitate men, or they imitate the kuffar culture. All this is cursed. Open Mishkat, open Mustadi Ahmed. Man tashabba hadith in Abu Dawood. Man tashabba biqawmin fawaminhum. When you imitate a people and a nation, you become part and parcel of it.
Isab, are you allowed to face the Qibla while sleeping, including your legs?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us in the Noble Quran, chapter 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows reverence, respect to the landmark symbols of Almighty Allah, that is the sign that that person has got taqwa and true piety. You know the Salafis, that they love Sheikh Albani. Sheikh Albani, I met him personally in 98 in Amman, Jordan, rahimahullah. So he brought a beautiful hadith, and that is in Ibn Khuzaymah, that when a person spits in the direction of the Baytullah, then Ja'a Yawm al-Qiyamah, and remember that, so the spit of his, the saliva of his will be Bayna Aydayh. So will be there between his eyes on his forehead and so forth. So we must show respect to the Baytullah and not disrespect the Baytullah. Therefore, our ruling will be is makruh, undesirable, repugnant, that to stretch our feet right to the Baytullah while sleeping and so forth. Your father is sitting in front of you. Your ustad is sitting in front of you. And you stretch your feet. He's showing respect or disrespect. So obviously showing disrespect, you must remember that. So here also remember we are doing the same thing here. So that is why these type of actions are repugnant and undesirable. And you know, Abu Muqasim Sema Rahimahullah, you met him also. He passed away in 2007. He's a fatherly figure. His ustad, Hazrat Maulana Fateh Alam Sahab, buried in Madinah Munawwara, passed away in 1964. When a Hafiz used to come, Hafiz of Quran, young boys, so he would never ever stretch his feet in their direction. He said, this boy, this person has got Quran Sharif in his heart and so forth. When they were doing recycling, they in Medina Munawwara in Baqi, and they opened his grave Mubarak as the corner. So you must remember that the Alam Sahab, then they found that his grave, his body, his lash is still intact, still 100%. They came to the family, Mona Aftab and all of them, asked them, what action your father used to do? He said, no, nothing. He said, no thing. He said, yes, just one action. Whenever there was a Hafiz boy or girl, he would never stretch his feet in their direction. Ta'zeeman lil Quran wa sahib al Quran. For respect of the Quran Sharif and for respect for the one who has memorized the noble Quran. So that is what we need to understand and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, can I shave my head myself after Sa'i?
Excellent question, my brother. You are there in Makkah Mukarramah and now you hardly got any hair on your head. Oh, you got hair. So, mashallah, you perform your tawaf. Thereafter, remember that you raise your two rakat salat for tawaf. Then you made the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. All the actions are done. So then you go to your room, you take your razor, and you shave your own hair. Totally permissible. You are my daughter, my sister. You did everything. Tawaf, two rakat salat, sa'i. You don't have to wait for your husband, your father, brother. You go to your hotel, you remove your hijab, niqab, everything, and then you just take your hair all from the back, 1 inch plus minus, turn it around your finger with the scissor, you cut it, totally permissible. Dalil. When the Sahaba, when 1,400, 1,500 of them, in the 7th year of the Hijrah, in the month of Zulqa'dah, to perform Umratul Qadha, always in Ihram. So how they came out of Ihram? When Sahaba went for Hajj, Hajjatul Wida, when Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 124,000 plus minus, always in Ihram. So how they came out of Ihram? So either they cut their own hair, or either they cut the other person's hair, who had finished all the actions. So therefore, in a case like this, you are husband and wife. So now you are in Ihram, but you finish all your actions. And you cut your wife's hair, permissible. She cuts her own hair, permissible. You baji, you old man, you don't want to spend the 30, 40 riyals. You say, let me do it myself, DIY, do it yourself. Make sure you don't go cut yourself and end up in hospital. To save the 30, 40 riyals, totally permissible, and look in the mother nicely. We don't want injuries there, you see. Self-inflicted. So be very careful, baji. So sometimes, good work as deep work. They know that in Afrikaans. They say that you look for shortcuts, then it turns out to be very expensive and so forth. So if you know how to do it properly, carry on totally permissible.
Mufti Sahab, we have dozens of Islamic series and DVDs of which we don't use anymore. Please advise the best way to dispose of it.
Remember that if you go to South Africa, to the townships, you go to Africa and so forth, the people are still using it. So if it is not something that can be still used, so my advice will be go and make some inquiries and give it to those people there. So they can then take some benefit from there and so forth and so on. So that's one. Two, if it is totally scratched and nobody can use it and so forth, then go and bury it or go and put in the river, in the ocean, in the sea and so forth. Regarding burning it, remember that should be the last resort, the last option. You know, in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, in time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, you heard of Azerbaijan, the plane crashing and so forth. So remember that that time there were big arguments. Who is reading the Quran Sharif correctly? So the Quran was written already during the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but not on paper, on different items. Then in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, it was written on paper, and that is why it is called Mus'haf. So now the Qira'at had to be codified. So he, Sayyidina Usman, called Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu and said, you must write it there according to the Quraysh dialect and so forth. So all the other Qur'an that were there, they brought it and they burnt it. Burnt it to preserve the unity of the Ummah and so forth and so on. So therefore, as a last resort, if you do that, it's also permissible. But our advice will be rather give to the poor and needy if you can find them. If nobody can use it, then bury it, or either that you do it. Just put it in a box or something, put some stones and what have you, and submerge it in the water. So that will be the respectful thing to do.
Mufti Sahab, on a family WhatsApp group created by family members, of which all of them are mahrams, if I exit the group, does it mean that I broke ties with my family members?
No, definitely not. See, myself, I don't follow any group. Nobody. Why? Because I'm inundated every day with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 100, 200 questions. So I don't have time for all this. Follow this person, follow this group, and then the debate will start. You say, he say, may, two, start. You know, may, two. The mother-in-law says ABC, the daughter-in-law says XYZ, and then the fight starts. So then why must you do it? So just walk out. So today they will make so much panchayat and social issues that this khala made and cooking halim today, somebody making afni today, somebody making biryani today. What do you have to worry about all that? You just say bismillah and eat quietly, bismillah and you eat. So remember that these type of things there. My advice to you, that you mustn't belong to any group unless you are really benefiting. It's got nothing to do with severing ties. Severing ties is when you don't make salam and kalam. People make salam, turn your face away. Your brother, your uncle, your sister, your auntie. That is a serious and a major sin. open Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22, 23. When you have authority and you have power, and tuksidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. What are the consequences? Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. That Allah will curse such people and deprive them of His special mercy, for asammahum, and make them spiritually deaf, and a'ma absarahum, spiritually blind. They won't understand the truth and they will not want to understand it and see it. Chapter 47, verses 22, 23.
See, Ustaz, does a man have to pay maintenance if he gives his wife one irrevocable talaq during the iddat period?
Remember the term you use here, we have to explain it. One is revocable divorce, talaq-e raj'i. So that is where you can take your wife back after one talaq or two talaq during the iddat period without renewing the nikah. And one is irrevocable. That is, you can't take her back during the iddat or after the iddat expires except for the nikah. But you gave her the talaq, so you have to pay the maintenance for her during her 3 months and so forth. And remember, in Islam, even when a talaq takes place, Quran Kareem states, وَمَتِّئُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِي قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ, that we don't behave like the non-Muslims and so forth. When giving the divorce, you should give your wife gifts and presents so that you soften the blow. So no woman has to get divorced and so forth. So remember that even that time it's desirable that you give her something and so forth and so on. So what happens is this, that for you when you divorce your wife, so remember that what you should do is that you must pay for the maintenance while she is in the iddat period. After the iddat expires, then you don't have to pay anything. So that is what you should remember.
Ustaz, is it compulsory to announce the monetary amount of the mahar at the time of nikah for everyone to hear?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'linun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, and perform the nikah in the masjid. So I told you that today we have a nikah here in Masjid Tariq bin Ziyad after the Jummah prayer and salat and so forth, inshallah. And if anybody has their son, daughter, family members getting married, send the nikah announcements to 084-786-3132. And inshallah, between 10 and 10:30 on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Suleiman Asaf, will announce it, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Thereafter, that now you're performing the nikah, must you announce the value, monetary value of the mahar? No, it's not compulsory. You can say, sometimes people don't even want, you must say the amount. You can just say as the imam, the presiding officer, what both parties have agreed upon, and before you confirm it, you agreed, they agreed, so fine, so that's also it. But if you say it is good, it's encouragement for others and so forth. The money mahar nowadays is 600 rand for the Hanafis, 200 rand for the Malikis and Shafi'is and Mahambalis. They don't have any money mahar. If you want to give more, the Fatimi, it's 28,000, 29,000. So it's around. Yes. So inshallah, Allah will give you the barakah. If you want to give more than that, alhamdulillah. Chapter number 4, verse number 19-20. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us how we should treat our wives. وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ فِتَّارَ. You want to give 100,000 or whatever. We're not saying it's sunnah, but permissible is there. So remember, all is permissible, negotiable. But it's not compulsory. You must mention the monetary value of the Kruger coin or the jewelry and so forth and so on.
Mufti Saab, can one perform 2 rakat nafil at the Rauza between Asr and Maghrib, as this was the booking given?
Remember, for the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis and them to read Salat, that time is permissible between Asr and Maghrib after you read your Asr. For example, you have to read 2 rakat Salatul Shukr, You want to read two rakat salatul tawbah or permissible. Hanafi say you can read nafil salat. So read your qaza salat at that time there. So you are in the Rawza Mubarak, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa bayna bayti wa mimbari Rawza Tumbiriyadil Janna, the portion between my house Mubarak and the pulpit and mimbar is one of the gardens of Jannah. So therefore, after Asr, you can't be reading nafil salat. So in a case like that, what you do is you read your qaza salat. And inshallah, you make dua. So in your sajda and whatever you Arabic duas and from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, nobody will trouble you then. So when you're going to raise your hands and say, then sometimes they make noise. But while you're reading salat, everything will be good and very smooth, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, I made Umrah today, and while I was in Ihram, I touched the Kaaba.
So in a case like that, because the Kaaba Musharrafah is the magnet, so everybody wants to touch it. But the problem is nowadays, the people, they put ether and perfume and fragrance and so forth. So just give out some, you understand, sadaqah, 30, 40 riyals, and that will suffice. There's no dham or anything for that, you must remember. Dham means you have to slaughter a goat or a sheep. So when you perform the waf and you are in the state of ihram, for example, now in Umrah, that is, then now you are really in the state of ihram, then you should not be touching the Kaaba, Musharrafah, the Hilaf, the Kiswa. But if you put on kali, spada, pretending that you got the ihram on because of MBS, their laws and so forth, and that is nafil tawaf, and then you touch the Baytullah, then there's no problem with that because you're not in the haram. So, but when you are in the haram, then you should not touch you ladies, not the men. So we have in the masjid now, salat time, we just changed now, alhamdulillah. So after Fajr, we'll have a program here as well. So don't forget, inshallah, 25 past 11 South African time, the khutbah will be the starting day in Makkah Mukarramah, and Jummah will be here in Masjid Tariq Siyad in khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.